Let's shift gears here and talk about the Religious Freedom Bill. Well, first of all, you've been busy. You were down at the Capitol.
That's the only way lawyers can survive is to stay busy. You know that.
When you were down there and you testified, you were asked a question about whether or not you could cite a case where bills like this have been tossed. You weren't able to cite a case, but you said that you could guarantee that this Religious Freedom Bill would cause discrimination against the LGBT community. And opponents fear that. Can you talk about, even though you couldn't cite a case, but you're certain that this would discriminate against the LGBT community?
There's no question. And the reason I say that is the text of the bill itself. And the second basis upon which I base that opinion, Rose, is the opposition to the amendment to exclude the use of the bill for purposes of discrimination. Why in the world would you oppose amending the bill to keep it from being used for discriminatory purposes if discrimination wasn't the purpose? My goodness, you don't have to be all that bright to understand that. And I can read and write pretty well. I'm 73 years old, and I've been reading these things for 40-something years. The purpose of the bill is to exclude people, and that isn't right. I may or may not be for this or that or the other, but excluding people and ruling them out and keeping them from doing things isn't the state that I want, and it will cost us money. Money's not the big concern. It's the right and wrong of it. I've got 8 grandchildren. I want them to prosper and live in a state that is inclusive.
Some folks who may go back a few years may remember the case of Robin Shahar, who was an assistant in your office when you were Attorney General. And she claimed that you had terminated her because she revealed she was gay.
That's not so. I terminated her because she announced she was getting married to another woman. That is why she was terminated.
Because that was not legal at the time?
That's correct.
Is that your reason? Okay.
And I wished to goodness the whole thing had never happened. I truly do.
Someone might ask, does your testifying against the Religious Freedom Bill to the Judiciary Committee indicate that you would have done anything differently if the Shahar case had happened now?
Dennis, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Have I changed? Yes, of course. I've changed. I'm 30 years or 25 years old? Of course I've changed. I've changed. I've been married a lot longer. I've got grandchildren. We all change. I have changed. I wish that case had never ever happened. And I regret it that it did occur. It was a lot of disruption in the office, personally and otherwise. I wished it hadn't happened. But I thought at the time I was doing what the law required me to do. I'll let others judge me. I'm not going to judge myself. I will not do that.
So just to clarify, you're saying that the reason you did that was for legal reasons rather than any feelings you might have had.
Yeah. I've worked around gay people most of my adult life. This bill is not right, and I absolutely think that it is a bad move for Georgia. And I don't want to see it passed. And I think it's a bad move. And that's why I took the job of writing the opinion on it. Did I get paid? You're darn right I got paid. I get paid for most everything I do as a lawyer because I never got paid much when I was working for the state. But I feel strongly about it.
One just final thought on the Shahar case. Have you spoken with her since?
No, I have not. She made some very kind remarks, and I am thankful for those. She to her great credit, I thank her. But this bill ought not to pass. I'm just telling you, it ought not to. And there, some folks have shown some credible courage in standing up to fight against it.
Mr. Bowers has friends from the past, and I don't know if it matters whether it's Democrat or Republican. Have they reached out to you because maybe they were shocked at your stance?
Oh, yeah.
What'd they say?
Yes. They said the old boy's lost his mind. Yes, they have. And in the main, it's been positive. Maybe some of the negative ones hadn't said anything. But in the main, it's been positive. I'm sure some folks think I've lost my mind. But they thought that before.
Because you argued famously in the Supreme Court case about Georgia's sodomy law.
I didn't argue but I was responsible
yeah, you
for
were
it.
Responsible.
Mike
That's
Hobbs
correct.
Argued the case brilliantly and won. And it was featured in the Pelican Brief movie. Yeah. So, and I would, you know, I was saddled with that thing for many years.
As we wrap up here, Mr. Bowers, I'm curious, what's your relationship like with current Attorney General Sam Olens?
I think Mr. Olens is a fine man. We have disagreed on some legal issues, but I still think he is a very fine man. And personally, I'm fond of him.
Do you think people, obviously the Attorney General is the attorney for the state, and sometimes people think that even if you have a personal opinion or that may be different from the state, that puts you in a complex situation as the Attorney General. You think people understand that or maybe they don't?
They don't always understand that. But the Attorney General's got a tough job of doing his or her duty, notwithstanding at wars with his or her personal feelings. He just has to do his or her duty.
Former Attorney General Mike Bowers is now the special investigator appointed by the interim DeKalb CEO Lee May. Mr. Bowers, thanks so much for giving us this time and your thoughts. We really appreciate him
Thank
for coming
you, Mr.
in.
Bowers.
It's good to see
My
you.
Pleasure.